Now, as you mentioned earlier, India is demanding that Pakistan take action against militant groups. For its part, Pakistan is vowing to help with the investigation, but it's also stressing that the attacks on Mumbai were the work of non-state actors. The back and forth is inflaming the ever-present tension between India and Pakistan, and as the world's Aaron Schachter reports, many Pakistanis are left feeling nervous.
In the bad old days between India and Pakistan, it wouldn't have come as such a shock for an attack like this to inflame tensions between the two countries. They have fought three wars since Pakistan split from India in 1947, and tensions have always been high. But after recent progress in the relationship, many Pakistanis thought the bad old days were behind them.
I'm very worried. I think there might be some sort of repercussions here, because unrest happens instantly here.
I reached Faiza Kamal Amin at the beauty shop she owns in an upscale neighborhood of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Amin has family on both sides of the border and visits India frequently, which is actually not an easy thing to do. There are no direct flights between the two countries' capitals.
Security-wise, it's not a good situation here, right? The young people on TV on both sides saying, yes, so if there's war, very good. I don't think that's a responsible attitude at all.
Many worry that sort of mentality could catch on. Saeed Minhas, an editor of the Ajkal newspaper in Islamabad, says media outlets on both sides of the border are fanning the flames of paranoia, and he worries there's little hope of solving the current crisis without outside help. Minhas says Pakistan is suffering especially now from its strategic location between India and Afghanistan.
We have become a land where all the proxy wars are going on, whether it's in the name of religion, ethnicity, whatever you name it, and we have the war here. And entire people and political personalities, they're all worried that if the retaliation comes, it might not be a conventional war. It might be a nuclear war.
Many in India are calling the attacks in Mumbai India's 9/11, which makes people in Pakistan nervous that India may react in the same way the U.S. did, with guns blazing. But not everyone believes war is imminent.
Policy tends to be less chauvinistic than the statements.
Najmuddin A. Sheikh is a former foreign minister of Pakistan. He says calling the attacks on Mumbai India's 9/11 may be a good way to sell newspapers, but Sheikh says politicians on both sides know it makes no sense for Pakistan to willingly sabotage its burgeoning relationship with India.
India should be looking at this not necessarily as India's 9/11, but perhaps as India's Oklahoma. And if it is not Oklahoma, then it should look upon it as something that has been done by non-state actors of uncertain origin who pose as much of a threat to Pakistan as they do to India.
Maria Kusisto is a Pakistan analyst with the Eurasia Group. She agrees that cooler heads will most likely prevail, but she also understands the fear on the streets of Pakistan.
Increased security on the streets, and you see, you know, visibly increased presence of police and the military. So that is sort of adding to the sense of insecurity that has been building up over the past few months.
Kusisto says the attacks in Mumbai and the attack on Islamabad's Marriott Hotel in September have driven home the fact that nowhere is safe. And that, more than anything else, is what has many Pakistanis on edge. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.